only 4% of Boy Scouts meet the requirements to become an Eagle Scout. 17-year-old Luke Dossett was born and raised in Ketchikan. He started his scouting career more than 7 years ago. Dossett is currently a senior at Ketchikan High School and has been involved in varsity football, debate, choir, and track, and also participates in Ketchikan Dribblers League. Part of his busy schedule includes attending weekly scouting meetings. He is currently Junior Assistant Scoutmaster of Troop 4. Dossett explains what becoming an Eagle Scout means.
It means that you have a lot of leadership capability. You have the ability to undertake tasks and manage your time, because that's what going through those ranks is. It's a lot of time management. It's time management over the course of 7 years or so. It's knowing where you want to be throughout those years, so you have room at the end to complete a lot of the longer projects.
To achieve the rank of Eagle Scout, among other requirements, Dossett earned 24 merit badges, served as a leader of his troop, and completed a major community service project. The project he chose was to repair and replace the subflooring of studios at Ketchikan Theater Ballet. Dossett says he selected that project, in part, because of his family's connection to KTB.
Both my mother and my sister had been very active in KTB for a long time. My mother had been on the board, and my sister had participated in it throughout her entire life up until when she graduated high school. I knew that community very well, so I was very comfortable around it, and I had grown up around the studio, so when I had heard from somebody else and a couple other people that they had problems with their floors and there was holes in the board and stuff and it needed to be fixed, I had the idea to create that into an Eagle project.
The studios have raised plywood flooring covered with a performance surface called Marley. Dossett was responsible for overseeing the project, which included scheduling, finding volunteer labor, and securing funding and supplies. He says the original plan was to repair floors in two studios, but once the flooring in Studio A was pulled up, the crew realized the job was more complicated than expected.
We couldn't see the plywood without pulling up the Marley, so we basically pulled up one corner of the Marley and used that to assume how the rest of the floor would look like. But then when we finally got to the project, we pulled up the Marley and it looked completely different than what we had originally hoped. It was in a lot worse condition, and we only ended up getting one floor done, but it took 4 days.
Dossett says most Eagle Scout projects take about 100 man-hours, but because of the unexpected challenges, his project took 364. Lainey McElroy is KTB's business manager and an instructor. She says the previous condition of the floor was a safety issue.
With all of the wear and tear, dancers jump and spin, and after a few years, the flooring starts to break down, and then it becomes dangerous. If, you know, there's a hole or something or a cracked board, it can be detrimental to our dancers.
The repair work was done one weekend over the summer. Dossett says crews worked day and night to finish the project before classes started the following Monday. McElroy says when students returned to class, they noticed the difference immediately.
They would start to avoid those bad places in the floor during class, but they noticed and are very grateful that they've got a nice, safe space to dance.
Boy Scouts is open to boys up to age 18, so Dossett's time in Scouts is ending soon. He shared some of his favorite memories of the past 7 years. One was attending the 2013 National Jamboree in West Virginia.
And so you had thousands on thousands of Scouts at this big, huge event where they held scouting like events where you could take merit badges, you could just get to know other Scouts. They had church services, they had a concert for us, but I was lucky enough to be able to attend it, and it was a really great opportunity.
He also was scout leader when he went to the Boy Scouts Florida Sea Base Camp.
We basically went to Florida and then flew over to the Bahamas, and then in the Bahamas we get on a sailboat and we spend a week sailing around the Bahamas, learning the techniques for sailing and all of that, and having just a big Boy Scout adventure. I've had a lot of really great adventures with my troop. And I'm really happy to be a part of it, and it's made a huge impact on my life.
After graduation, Dossett plans to pursue a teaching degree at Central Washington University in Ellensburg. He says he hopes to return to Ketchikan to teach and coach sports at K-High. After completing college, Dossett says he plans to stay involved with Boy Scouts as a scouter, an adult volunteer, or professional in the organization.